Twins. Who's got the twin? GH Report has a 2-year anniversary. We have a special guest. We have a special co-host. It's my last day. Stay tuned for GH Report next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There's the song. Oh, here we go.
And now the tears begin.
I know. I'm actually. Oh my God! I almost started. Okay, I'm not starting to start yet. Okay. Hi, welcome. Who am I? Let me play myself. Hello, welcome to GH Report, the General Hospital After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. And I'm glad you guys can join us today. It is my last show, of course. And have a good time. We're going to have a good time today. We're going to take phone calls later. But I brought several people here. But first, two people are going to take this show on after I'm gone. It's crazy talk. Sitting right next to me, LaQuisha Lyon.
Yes, guys, and I will be here for as long as this exists. I swear to God, I'm never leaving you, okay? But you can always find me at LaQuishaLyon anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
There's only one. It's the last one I'm going to hear that. Oh, my God, it's crazy. And at the other end, like I said on the first show, the hunk of the group. I said that two years ago. The hunk of the group, Frank Moran.
I will drop this gig like a hot potato for whatever comes up. So no worries. Who knows when I'll be gone? I'll disappear in the night. But more importantly, we have cookies here. That's the only reason I came today. Just for these cookies. I don't care about James's last day. Whatever. Hey, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram. You don't have to. Whatever. At Happy Go Jackie.
And sitting next to him, you liked her from when she came on last time. As somebody who was instrumental for me, and I'm going to talk about this a little later in the show, when I met Mark Teschner, who the great Mark Teschner, we did an interview together with him. And he's just, we know him. He's so wonderful. Candice Brenn-Rostrow.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back. You can find me on Insta, Twitter, Candy Buen, CandieBuen.
That's right, kids. And our first guest ever on this show. How fitting. We had to come back to be, well, not the last guest on the show, but like last guest while I'm here. And he's a great guy. He just actually has exited GH also. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And what he's doing is a movie coming out and all kinds of stuff going on. Our buddy, Robert Palmer Watkins.
How's it going?
Yeah!
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I can't believe it's been 2 years since my first appearance.
That's so crazy, I know.
On the show. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I'm honored to be at your last.
Oh, thank you.
Your farewell show.
Thank God. Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is crazy. Time goes by fast. In this world, and he's opening the cookies I can hear over there.
Yeah, hello, Frank's hungry.
That's right.
And well, these cookies. Okay, my friend Meredith, who's the president of Cookies Hell Yeah. That's the name of the cookie company. She's here in Culver City, and these cookies are just so good. Snickerdoodle, chocolate chip, peanut butter, vegan chocolate coconut. I mean, there's some of them are gluten free. Gluten free. Some of them are vegan. Some of them are regular. They're all good. I mean, they're so good. Go to cookieshellyeah.com. She's the best. Tell them James sent you.
Cookies Hell Yeah. Cookies
I'm going for the.
Yeah. I like that name.
It's very positive. She's a positive. I love Meredith. She's been really great to me recently too. She's been really wonderful.
I'm going for the oatmeal chocolate chip right here.
That's my favorite.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah, that one's good.
That is my favorite. So first we want to go into it's our second anniversary. And I'm not showing any clips because when I did the first anniversary clips, I was wearing the exact same shirt in the picture. We're showing it. And Donnell Turner goes, wow, you're wearing the same shirt you wore a year ago. And I was like, oh, my God. So no clips. I'm wearing a polo shirt like I usually did on the show.
And Donnell sends his love. He is in Atlanta is the reason he's not here for James's last
year. And I went down to her, too. He couldn't make it. But he's in Atlanta. He's doing all kinds of stuff, too.
Nice.
So thank you, Donnell. You know how I feel about you. You already know how I feel about you. That's great. But first, Robert, I just want to tell you, you gave a movie that you just finished working on.
Yes,
right? We saw the snaps and the stories and all that kind of pictures and stuff. Can you talk about that at all?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually wearing the T-shirt right now.
I see it.
Last 3 days. It's an action crime thriller. Very different type of role than, you know, what I play on General Hospital, and a different process. I forgot what it's like to film a movie and not be on a soap set where they have all the cameras set up before you start shooting. You know, on a soap, it moves so, so fast. And on a movie, you're like, whoa, we get to do that scene 20 times? I don't know if I like that or don't like that, but okay. Ooh, you know what
funny.
I mean? It's interesting.
Yeah.
But no, I think it turned out really well. I'm excited. It was just fun to, you know, take on a new character. I love playing Dylan, but it's always, you know, as an actor, the reason you like to be an actor is to act like different characters. So it was nice to play a new role, and it should be out hopefully sometime in the summer. So,
nice.
What do you play? What do you play?
I play the lead. I play Jack Clough. He's an undercover cop, and he gets in. It's kind of Moment, you remember the movie Momentum?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Kind of how he just goes back, a little bit of like a time travel type of scenario. It's a little bit like that, but it's also ultimately it's about his relationship that he has with his wife and how his career is affecting their relationship in a negative way, and if he could go back and change things in his career, would he, to save his marriage? So it's a really, I think people will be able to relate to it with, you know, whether you like action or whether you like a love story or whatever. I think people will, a lot of people will be able to relate to it.
So. You had me time travel.
Time travel.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. Boom. Right there.
Speaking of time travel and self-promotion, Frank and I will be doing Legends of Tomorrow Tuesdays at 10 p.m., guys.
Please. Now's not the time.
someone wants to know, how was like shooting a gun?
It was fun. I mean, I'm not a pro at shooting a gun. I'm not gonna lie. But I am. I did grow up. You know, I've done some. I'm from the country, so I've like shot skeet, like the fake, you know, target practice and stuff. And I've gone hunting and stuff like that. But you know, like cop gun work is a little different. You know, using a little handgun and stuff. So it was definitely. I definitely had to just kind of brush up on my skills because I haven't done it in a while. But at the acting school I went to, we did stage combat and film combat, and we worked with guns a little bit. So, you know, I was not totally unfamiliar. But I went to the shooting range, and I practiced, and we had, on set, we had a real cop come and just make sure I didn't look like an idiot. And I think I pulled it off. We'll see. I mean, I haven't gotten to watch the movie yet, so I could look awful. But now, from the clips that I've seen so far, they look really cool, so I'm excited.
What's it like doing like a fight scene in a soap as opposed to doing it on a film? Do you have more time? You can, since you have more, you know, like better qualified stunt people, it's more elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say better qualified stunt people. I think it's just a different type of process because you have more time. You probably have a bigger budget going towards just that fight scene. You've got more camera angle. They're doing maybe more creative things with shooting it because they have the time and the flexibility with, you know, the budget to do that. And on a soap, you know, they have their cameras that are pretty much set up the way they're always set up. And I mean, I'm trying to think if I've really had a fight scene on General Hospital. I had a scene recently where I punched Scotty Baldwin.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That was really, that felt good. But that was, I mean, you know, that was a pretty standard setup.
Did you and Morgan fight at all? No. Did you fight?
We wanted to, but we never actually did. No. I think we pushed. There was a push involved. And I think Luke, Anthony Geary and I, when I first came on the show, we had like a little push scene. Okay. But no, that was the first time I got to punch somebody, and it felt good.
When you were shooting the movie, did you ever have to do double duty, like, you know, leave set, then go to GH set?
No, I had. They gave me off in General Hospital for the entire 4 weeks, which was really
nice. That was nice.
Really cool. Yeah, well, I guess two of the weeks we were dark, so I really only had to get off, you know, for 2 weeks. But they were able to write around my character, and I shot a bunch of episodes before, and it worked out. So
first of all, give a shout out to Alexis Torres, who's in one of our original engineers, who's in the chat room. We love you, Alexis Torres. You follow her at @atorres890, where Alexis Torres is sold.
So I feel like we gotta get into it a little bit there. So what in terms of the show, what is happening?
I don't know. No, I will be completely honest with you. You guys know as much as I know at this point. You know, it was a little bit of a shocker for sure. I had another 2 years on my contract, and the producers called me and they said, well, they called me into the office, but because I was filming, we had to do a phone call. But they just said, you know, how it works is I'm in a 4-year contract, but they are in like a 13-week cycle. So every 13 weeks, and then I think every 6 months, they have the option to bump you off contract, which doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be off the show. It just means you're not on contract anymore. So you might be a recurring character, which, I mean, there's a lot of actors on the show that you see all the time. Finola Hughes is recurring. Brittany, who plays Valerie, is recurring. I mean, a lot of people's favorite characters are actually recurring. Yeah. So it's not the end of the world, or might not even be the end of Dylan on the show. But it was funny the way it broke, because I was going to wait to let the fans know and stuff that I wasn't going to be on contract.
Yeah.
And my next cycle ends the end of October. So I'm still on contract until the end of October. And then I'm kind of in limbo right now, because I don't know what they're planning on doing with me. I hope they keep me around as a recurring, especially with the fan reaction. I think the fans were very passionate about wanting it, which made me feel good, because I was like, all right, cool, at least I got their support, you know. It would have sucked if, you know, nobody cared. That would have been felt pretty.
Nobody said anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, get rid of that guy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
So for right now, I'm still under contract, working until the end of October, and I believe the writers are trying to figure out if they want to keep me on as recurring or what they're gonna do, or maybe have me leave town for a while. I'm not sure. So, but I would love to stay. But I get it. It's a business, and you know they got a lot of characters they're juggling. Steve Burton coming back is you know going to be a huge focus of the show, and I'll be all right. You know?
Well, you know what's funny? I interviewed Brittany the other day, actually, for my podcast, and she was not gone for a long time. Who plays Valerie? Yeah. And now she's back.
Right.
Like she's like in full story. She's in the storylines.
Yeah.
So I mean, for him, you guys, I mean, he may, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I will say y'all's comments and tweets and support to the producers and the writers and General Hospital, I'm sure it's driving them nuts. But, it shows that you guys really care about the show, first and foremost, but also about me. And I want to say thank you a lot for that, because it has been an interesting month for me. And I've been staying busy with the movie, but seeing y'all's love and support has been amazing. So thank you.
So fans are great.
Yeah, because I feel like the longest time people wanted to see Dylan and Kiki together.
Yes.
And it finally happens, and then all of a sudden this starts coming up.
I'm a fan of keeping Dylan on the show. I think there's so much potential story, and we're just getting to it. And I don't feel like I've really gotten to explore my own storyline yet, really, to be honest. I've kind of been, I love the way Dylan pops into different people's scenes, and he's kind of the good guy that's like a listening ear and like, hey, let me give you some good advice or whatever, you know? But I don't think he's had his own journey yet on the show, really, you know? I mean, it's been about his mom, or it's been about Kiki, or it's been about Crimson, and he's in there helping with whatever's going on. But the only time I really got my own story was when I first came on the show and I was doing the movie. But then I think that whole story got shifted once, you know, stuff changes very fast on a soap. We got new writers and they change things around, which I understand. I would like to explore. I'd like to get deep. I'd like to get deep with Dylan and, you know, really, I don't know.
We were hoping for it when Richard Berger was playing your father on the show.
Yeah.
We were hoping because there was,
there was some cool stuff in that.
Yes, there was. We're like, oh, wait, there it is. Like, oh my God, there's something good, juicy there.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that was, I loved Richard Berger. I'm not sure what's going on with him on the show either. He could come back at some point.
He could.
Yeah, because he's not dead.
He's just in prison somewhere, right? So, but I mean, yes, stuff changes so fast. There was some hope there. I think Killen is, you know, getting kind of, they're happy. They're finally together, you know, and it's like, so we'll see. We will see what they decide to do.
That's the thing is Dylan and Kiki are such a cute couple, and they're so positive. And like you say, Dylan is the good guy, and I'm the one who likes to watch the good guy, as everyone knows. I don't really care for Sonny, and I don't like that everything's always centered around him. I'd rather see a Dylan story, and I know I'm not the only one, because as I say, you saw the fan reaction. I even told him, make sure you tweet the writers, just be nice.
Right.
Because that goes a longer way, and that's the thing is everybody he's been wanting more Quartermains. Why not have a Dylan Quartermain storyline?
The Ned thing. I mean, you guys are becoming brothers. Oh, like, man. It's so much to watch.
I love Wally Kurth.
We love him. We love him.
And I think we have great, you know, chemistry on screen. Mm-hmm. It works. My mom even says, she's like, you guys, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
She's like, you guys are good as brothers. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, with between that being a Quartermain and that family kind of, we were coming back again.
Yes, you were.
And then the Kiki thing, I was surprised. But once again, we don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully recurring. And then I'm, you know, free to also do other projects as well, which is cool. So we'll see.
But it is true. The fans, they do have a voice. Because a couple years ago, I think Rebecca Hurst, they were going to let her go. And the fans stepped it up. So you guys, fans.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm impressed. You guys go hard. I mean, I'm like, my Twitter feed is just pages and pages of Keep Dylan, and you guys make your own pictures and collages and like videos. And thank you. I mean,
they're doing it on here now. And talking about how much they love you. I mean, it's just going on. And it said the DH needs Quartermains. You know how we feel. Me and Franklin Grisha love some Quartermain action.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a lightheartedness of the show. And I think that's why people responded to Killen, Kiki and Dylan's relationship, because like you said, soaps are so filled with the drama and the backstabbing and the killing people being mean to each other, which is awesome. And that's without drama, there is no soap. So, you know, but I think it's nice to just have that little element of like happiness thrown in there once in a while. And the Quartermain family has that humorous kind of lighthearted. You know, their Thanksgivings and the Christmas, you know, the power going out and stuff. And I think people, like, they just like that family bond. And, you know, it's just nice to have, you know, be able to smile sometimes when you're watching the show. It's kind of nice, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, like, the Quartermain family there, what was it like with Jane Elliott's last day? Was she somebody that just didn't want a big fuss about everything? Or was everybody like, no, we're going to make sure you're celebrated completely?
Oh, she didn't want a big fuss, but everybody else was going to make a big fuss because she's Jane Elliott.
Hello.
Yeah. She's amazing. Her last day was... Well, I mean, I think it translated very clearly how everybody felt in those last episodes. Yeah. Nobody was really acting. I mean, people were genuinely emotional. You know, it was bittersweet because everybody was really happy to see her get to go do something else with her life. You know, she's given 30 plus years to General Hospital, and I think honestly, Jane Elliott felt the way Tracy Quartermain felt. She had given her life to poor Charles. Jane had given her life to General Hospital, and just like her character wanted to go and find what was next in her life, you know. So
yeah, and it felt so real, and to me that was probably one of the better send-offs I'd seen in years.
I'm so glad they didn't like kill her off I loved, I don't know, I think there was a mixed reaction, but I really liked that they had her run into Anthony Geary.
Me too. I liked it. I thought it was great. He had a weird hairdo, but other than that,
that haircut was for something else, right?
A little weird.
Amsterdam got to him a little bit.
Yes, exactly. And I'm part Dutch, so I understand. It's a little crazy over there.
He's like the coolest guy, though. If anybody can pull that haircut off, that guy can.
One of my goals is to go to Amsterdam and hang out with Anthony and Gary.
Yes, I love that.
I'm sure he's so cool.
Completely.
Is that something that he opens up to the cast, like an open door policy? If you're ever in Amsterdam, look me up.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's one of the most loving, warm people on that set. I think my first day working, he was like the first guy that came up to me and was like, "Hey," introduced himself. And you know, at the time, I was just so naive and didn't even know who he was. I had no idea. And my first scenes were with him and Jane Elliott. And then I go downstairs and, like, you know, do a little more research. I mean, I guess I did know who they were because I did some research on them. And I was like, oh, okay, so they've been, you know, they're big. But I didn't realize how big until I told my mom who my scenes were with. And she's like, oh, my God. She's like, I never even watched soaps, but nobody missed the Luke and Laura stuff.
Oh, no, we did.
Like, back in the day, people would skip class. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool. But he's an awesome dude.
I'm going to say something very controversial because this is my last day. I can say whatever I want.
Go for it.
I saw chemistry. I'm sorry, everybody. And we've had Chloe on the show. We love her. Great girl. Uh-huh. I saw chemistry between you and Nell and Marrakesh.
Yeah?
You guys, I mean, I saw it. I mean, you guys were playing it that way, but it was just like, Michael needed to watch his cousin, because I was like, I'm seeing a little...
I totally thought she was going to kill Dylan, so I saw it too. I was like, oh man, now she's going to hook her.
I saw a little something there. I don't know, it's because the way you got married, just you in the same room, I don't know what it was, but you're helping each other out with the necklace thing. I was like, I saw his chemistry.
She's an attractive person, and I think I liked those scenes. You know, I think they're more so trying to build up a friendship because we're coworkers with Crimson. But we wondered that as well. Reading those scenes that day, we were like, "Hold on,
where's Michael?
Where's Michael? Why are you kissing me on the cheek in this scene? Like, it's a little touchy feely, especially since." We hadn't worked together before.
No.
But it's supposed to be that we have been working together and become friends, and it just hasn't been on the show. But it's funny you say that because Frank, the producer, came down. I think he might have directed those scenes that day.
Well, they agree. People in here agree. Oh, they agree with me. Okay, good. They agree with
me. Yeah. He said he stopped us when we were shooting. He said, I never thought I would say this on set, but too sexy. Tone it down. Because we were like playing into it a little too much because you just never know what the writers are thinking, and we saw kind of the way it was written seemed a little flirty. We're two young people working in an office together in Morocco. Shit happens, you know what I mean? So we were playing into it a little too much. And Frank, actually, it was funny, he stopped us. He was like, okay, I never thought I'd say this, but that was too sexy. Do it again and be more buddy-buddy. And I was like, okay, so treat her more like my sister? He was like, yes. I was like, okay. But it still, I guess it still came off.
No, it still came off. Sorry.
So,
well, you know, we are from the South. So.
Yeah, true. I guess sister, brother, that doesn't matter, right?
Yes, but when I saw it. I'm glad people actually agree with me. I thought maybe it was controversial because I'm like, I saw something there. I was like, that's a little interesting. Because it's funny, I know some soaps will throw people together to see what happens.
Right.
And, you know, but like you said, I didn't realize you just said now, they have been working together as for a while as coworkers. I didn't really pick that up.
Yeah, they had been. So yeah. You're supposed to go. Oh, friendly. They're both from Crimson, so they've become friends, and that's Michael's cousin. So
yeah,
you know. But
well, like you're kind of messing around with Michael's girlfriend, but then also like just needling Ned all the time about like, hey, you know. You really want to be head at ELQ. You want to take over for Michael, don't you? Admit it.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
Those were fun. I think. Yeah, man. I mean, that's where I thought the story was going.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. I was like, oh, this is gonna be so cool. We're gonna have this battle with, you know, the Quartermains are back, and we're gonna try to fight, you know, Michael to get back in. And I'm gonna be rooting Ned on, but we'll see.
That's the story we want.
So yes. And I think there could have been such a cool, weird triangle with maybe Kiki gets in the mix, and I don't know. I guess they kind of did that with Morgan and Michael and Kiki back in the day, so that might be like a little repetitive. Well, I mean, it's a soap. Things are repetitive,
they would do
right?
They would do it again.
Yeah. So.
Amen. Is there anything, because we've talked to him before, is there anything you ever wanted to ask him or his character since you were here?
Yeah, so how was, so you were new to GH, where your mom watched it before you auditioned and all that.
She watched it just when she was in college, because Luke and Laura, I mean, nobody missed that.
Yeah.
Okay. But she was never a soap watcher, no, which is why I was so naive to some of these huge, iconic soap stars, be like Jane Elliott, and I mean... I didn't know, which was probably a good thing because I would have been way more nervous working with him the first day. Oh. But I was just like, oh, hey, cool. Great to meet you. But anyway, sorry.
How was the audition process? Did you have to, you know, go back a couple times?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was a process. I met Mark Teschner for the first time probably, I don't know, back in like 2011. I went in for a role. Actually, I think it might have been what ended up being Morgan's character. Oh, yeah. I went in for that. I just wasn't right. My hair was a lot longer, and I think I just wasn't as experienced yet either as an actor. I needed more times. But he did. I could tell he liked me. We had a good vibe. And then my manager got me in for another audition a couple years later. Went really well. He told me in the room that he was going to call me back in, but then it never happened, which is probably something that happened with writing or story changed or whatever. But I went, you know what, I really, like, that'd be great. That'd be great training to get on a soap. And I know I've got a good rapport with Mark. So I found out that he does a class at TVI Studios. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, let me get in there. And let me just, like, make sure we're friends and cool and he knows me. And can, like, you know, when you're in a class with somebody and you get to really work with them, it's not a five-minute, you know, two-minute audition where you're in and you're out. And then he sees 1,000 other guys. So... that was cool. It was like a four-week workshop that he did, and we just got to know each other and exchanged emails, and we kind of kept in touch. And then this role came up, and I think 8 months later, this role came up. And then I went in. He told me he was going to call me back, and I was like, oh, I've heard that before. And then another 3 months went by, and I was on my way to Vegas, actually, for my brother-in-law's bachelor party. And I got an email, and they were like, we want you to come in for the callback. And I freaked out, and then I had to go to the callback for the producers. Then I found out they wanted me to test, and so I'm like, okay, cool, I get to test, like, on set, hair and makeup with the actress that they want me, it was Lulu at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Even the test, there was still 5 other guys in the running. So even at that stage, it was down to 6 of us. So it can be depressing, but I ended up booking it, so it was cool.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like a lot of work.
But yeah, it's very... very competitive.
And then you went to Vegas to celebrate.
And then I went to Vegas to celebrate.
As one does.
Only it's your brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, we love Vegas. So you guys, we're going to talk a little more with him. We're going to take some phone calls, of course, and you can talk to him a little bit too. This is my show, so we're not doing a recap of the week. But I just want to mention one thing that happened this week that was just interesting that I want everybody's opinion on. Obviously, they revealed Jason's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Staring out and saying whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, well, excuse me, Steve Burton's face.
Yes, Frank's impersonation is spot on.
Just a lot of this.
Yes. I haven't seen it yet.
He's acting with his eyes right now in his forehead.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And against Mara West, or Ava. And
I just want to have one thing to say. I want to see so bad the scene where Ava is the one that brings Jason home.
Oh, my God.
And they all have to kiss her ass.
So I am confused. Yeah. Okay. So they're bringing old Jason back, but new Jason's still on the show. So are they going to be brothers? Or
here's the thing. So I love the fact that they finally showed Billy Miller's face. Mm-hmm. That was hilarious. I was like,
good in that coma.
I think they did it on purpose to kind of throw people off. They didn't show his face for a long time.
Right, right.
Like, well, where did he go? What's going on? So they showed his face, and so then Frank goes with his mom, And she says there's a twin, but it's not Jason's twin. So it's Franco and this Billy Miller Jason twin?
No, she said it's not Franco's twin. She said it's not yours.
Yes,
so brother. I think it is what I said, that Billy Miller and Steve Burton were twins. Because that's what Heather said all along, yeah. But she just lied and said it was Franco and not...
But then how is Franco involved?
Well, this kid or whatever somehow knew Franco as a kid. Because I'm guessing maybe he was with Heather Weber or something, because Heather and Betsy seem to know. Hopefully, what I theorized was right.
People are trying to tell me, no, it's Nicholas. No, I knew it was Steve Burton and whatever.
Sadly, it's not Nicholas.
Well, my mom said, though, she's watching, Hi, Mom. There was a photo of Franco and then one of the Jasons when they were little at a park. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So they keep walking around. So it's not Franco's twin, it's Jason's twin. So, yeah. Steve Burton's, I agree with you, Toffler, and Steve Burton's going to be Jason. I mean, come on. Yeah. It can't be anybody else.
So is Sam going to be with... Old Jason or new Jason?
You get a Jason, and you get a Jason, and you get a Jason. Everybody gets a Jason.
What all the women on this show have always wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. Multiple Jasons.
Yeah.
Elizabeth already has her Franco.
Yeah, do not break up Frizz. I like them.
The liaison fans are strong on social media. They are strong.
I'm sorry. I don't care whatever Franco does. I love Franco, and I'll admit it. Did not break them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a whole big thing, though. They want Steve Burton and Liz back together. I'm like, really? That character, I mean, is interesting.
No.
So we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. We don't know what they're gonna do.
And I don't know either. People have been asking me, and it's funny because I'm like, I don't even know what's going on with my character.
Right. Exactly.
Leave me out of it. I don't know. There's gonna be two Jasons, I guess. I'm not sure. Yeah.
We spent a long time this week just watching him just kind of struggle to get out of a wheelchair. It's a lot of that and that ridiculous mask that he's in.
He's dangerous, that's why. He's dangerous. That's
right. There you go.
Don't talk to him, Ava. What are you doing?
No.
Okay, sure. But yeah, so that's. I just wanted to mention that story. Like, it was kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that Ava's going to be the one to save Jason, and I'm so happy.
Wait, they're all liaison fans are loud and mean. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They are loud. They are very vocal. That's like I said. They came out of nowhere. When Steve Burton was announced his comeback, they came out of nowhere. It surprised me. How strong they were on Twitter. As you know, soap Twitter is very big. Very big. We've had our own routes with soap Twitter ourselves.
Speaking of soap Twitter, it is Ryan Pavey's birthday. Yes, so if you're on soap Twitter, wish him a happy birthday.
We love Ryan, a friend of the show. Yes, it's his birthday today. So he's probably doing something interesting. Maybe he's photography.
On his motorcycle.
Something. Or his motorcycle. Hiking. Or hiking. He loves doing all that stuff, so you never know what he's doing with that. That's all I want to talk about this week. I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about this week that's actually really worth it?
We get to see Finn being starting to get into spy work. That's about it.
The exciting thing about that is Jessica Tuck is coming on the show.
I know. I loved her
as Megan on Wife to Live and on Judging Amy and True Blood.
True Blood.
I was getting there. she was the same. Was she at the same time as Carolyn Hennessy? I think so. Yeah.
They're
at the same time. Our buddy Carolyn Hennessy.
I think. Yeah.
They're on the same seasons or so. But she's coming on as the Cassandra person, so that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited. She's a great actress, really great actress. So that's the only part I'm excited about that. But I'm also trying to put Finn and what's her name together.
Yeah, that's what I see is I think they're putting Finn and Anna together, and I'm like, what about Andre? He and Anna have such chemistry.
Here's something funny though. Andre and Felix walked in together to the gallery open. I was like, are they together? What's going on? The two black men together. I was like, what's going on? Why did they walk in together? What's going on?
Now, I ship Jason and Curtis, but I don't know about Andre and Felix.
Curtis. Now, one storyline we didn't have this week, and please, just tell me. Tell me what, if people are talking about this at the show, the Manlander storyline. Do people find that is just as ridiculous? As the fans, or at least me.
You're not part of it.
You don't have to.
And he's not part of it. He's not part of the storyline.
Right.
No, I understand. I mean, I think, I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't really talked to Ryan about it. I'm not sure how they feel about that storyline. I think some of this stuff is fun. I think the Amy character is great. I think she's funny and kind of that fresh, fun energy that the show needs. Some people like that, like we talked about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe it just went on a little too long or something. I thought that was going to be a shorter segment.
Yeah.
And
I
think people. I think sometimes less is more with a storyline like that.
That's
but,
true.
But people have been kind of iffy on that one. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I've been very vocal about it.
Yes. Oh, and Frank.
Frank and I have both been very vocal about that storyline. Yeah. All the people involved, we love. I mean, everybody involved. You know, they're great people. But just and Risa's great. She's great.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Have you had Reese on the show yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. She's great. Yeah. You got to bring her on.
Yeah, bring her on. She's so much fun. She's a nice person. But no.
How have you handled it? Has there been a time on the show where you've been in a storyline and you thought, I think this is going to be like a little quick thing, and it is turning in way longer than I expected?
Yeah, a lot of the things. a lot of things. I mean, there's also, you know, on the flip side of that, there's been things where I was like thrown in a scene with somebody, and I was like, oh, wow, they're going to develop something right here. Like the scene that I did with Risa, Amy, and we meet at the restaurant, yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're gonna plan this high school reunion.
Yeah.
And she walks out crying because she had this huge crush on me. We never went anywhere with that.
No, I know.
There was also the time when my dad got taken to prison, and I looked in the eye and I said, you know, you have my word, I'm gonna go find my sister, and not for you, but for me. Sister never came up again.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that where you're like, wait, where'd that go? But then there's also, you know, like this storyline, I think there's things where you're like, whoa, I didn't expect this to become a huge thing. I mean, when I was thrown into a scene with Haley Aaron, you know, Kiki, I thought that was just cool, we're passing, you know, but like you said, it was kind of a chemistry test. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh. So that thing, I think sometimes they just throw stuff out there and see what fans respond to. And sometimes they don't listen to the fans, and sometimes they do.
But they have their own vision.
Right. Yeah.
What was your most all-time memorable favorite scene?
I loved when I got to do the nurse's ball. I thought that was so fun. I thought it was a great way to kind of start the kill-in relationship.
Yes.
When we sang Stitches, it was cute, and it was a fresh new song. I got to showcase my music side, which was really, really fun. And I think it was just—I think the nurse's ball is great because it's just not something you expect on a soap opera. You know, I mean, I remember I had some of my friends watch that Stitches scene, and they were like, "Oh wow, I didn't expect that." I was like, "Yeah, cool." So it's just nice when you get to do something new. You know, I loved when I got to punch Scotty Baldwin. I was like, "Hell yeah, Dylan! Yeah. You're not a pushover all the time." Yeah. You know.
Yes.
So it was cool.
Because
yeah.
Somebody has to play the nice guy, and we get it. And somebody has to play the nice girl. And those are always you have to have somebody who plays those roles.
Right, right.
I always feel for the actors because you have to keep it fresh every time.
Right. Well, that's what's tough, and I think that with the killing storyline, we started off so strong, and people were psyched about it, and then I think people got a little bored with it because it was just constantly nice, which is great, but story's got to go somewhere. You can't just be happy. It's there's no story. It's a soap opera. If you're just happy, then, you know, there isn't anything interesting to watch. So I was excited. I was excited like this past summer when we had, you know, Ava was in the hospital, and I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be some intense stuff. And even though it wasn't my storyline, having to be there and support her when she was going through all of this, there were some really cool emotional scenes. So that was really cool. I don't know where I was going with all of this. What was the question?
Well, what's it like during your first nurse's ball, and then last year, this past nurse's ball? Now that you had one under your belt, does it make the second one a lot easier?
You know, this last one, I'm not gonna lie. When we were doing the recording, I did not have a voice. I was sick, and I had lost my voice. Was really, really raspy. So, and that song, it was high for me. David Bowie. I mean, you know, nobody can be David Bowie. Let's be honest. But they dropped the key for me a little bit, and then they put, you know, they threw some auto tune on there, and it sounded decent. But I think I wasn't as happy with the vocals this year, but I thought the performance overall, with with the dancers on stage and the lights, it came together really cool. But no, I don't know if I'd say. I think I was a little more nervous this year because there was just a lot more going on. With the dancers and the choreography, I was in my head a little bit about how my voice was going to sound when they mixed it. I mean, he did a great job with mixing everything. But the first year, it was just a lot more kind of hanging out on stage with a mic, walking around really casual, and Kiki's just looking cute. So it wasn't as like stressful. And I just felt like that song fit my voice so well that I was, you know, more comfortable with it. But
and David Bowie, that's just so hard to live up to.
It was fun. It was a challenge because it's not a song I would have picked for myself. But I was a little nervous about it, but it came together cool.
How much pre-work do you get in that? How much do you get a lot of rehearsal time?
The nurse's ball we get the most rehearsal out of anything on General Hospital. We actually like have rehearsals scheduled, which we don't for the other scenes. It's kind of up to us. So, yeah, we have like we start rehearsing probably 3 or 4 weeks beforehand. Then we record the song like halfway through, and they're working on that. We go back in and mix vocals, and we go back to dance rehearsal. And so we probably have like 3 or 4 rehearsals beforehand, and then a couple studio sessions where we record everything. But then once we're on set, I mean, it's Fast.
Does anybody question, like, why? Who was watching this red carpet that people walk through in this small New York town? Because that always gets me. Like, right. Who was watching this?
Right,
who's watching
right.
this red carpet arrival? I don't understand.
Yeah, they had Mario Lopez
yes,
on the
last year,
right? Yeah.
Come on. Why is Mario Lopez? Mario Lopez would not do this. Why was he doing this?
I didn't even get to walk. I wasn't on the carpet.
Yeah, you weren't. No, you weren't. Okay, guys, so I got to do this now because I got to remember how to do this. I can do this.
James.
Oh. This is it. He's walking off.
What are you doing?
He's out.
I'm not James Hunt Jr.
During this time, I'll be having some of the gluten-free peanut butter smash cookies. Oh, Robert, nice. Would you like a cookie?
I would now, I think.
All right. Yes. Look at this. We've got such a great selection here.
I was like, we're taking like...
You had the chocolate chip oatmeal ones,
yes,
right?
There was, there, yeah. Solid choice. Solid choice.
I have to do that.
Okay, folks. So Lucretia? That was a momentary moment.
I'm good for now. I'll get some of
I have given presents to Lucretia and Frank because they are my people. And it's something
you,
personal
Jay.
From me. Mm-hmm. Something random. A cool thing from General Hospital, who says, thank you, General Hospital, for the gift you gave us, and something random. So you have to open them now.
Well, cool. All right. It says, I wrapped this myself. I really like these bags, James. Who knows that?
First off, I have a nude photograph of James Lott Jr.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
you. Thank
wow.
you so much. I love it. This is going right there on my mantle. Look at this. First. Oh, nice.
It's my book.
Yeah.
It's my book.
Nice.
It's my book.
Established author James Lott Jr.
Yeah. And I got James Lott Jr.'s untitled book of poetry. Yes.
I have seven books out. Yeah. So these each mean something to me I gave to you.
Oh, my.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, this, I kind of saw a sneak peek of this.
Oh,
it is
this.
The book Leave It Live with Damien Spinelli, written by our girl Carolyn Hennessy.
Oh, cool.
I actually found those.
Yeah. This is awesome.
I know. I didn't realize they came out in hardback.
They came out in hardback.
That's cool. Really cool.
Look at
yeah.
this. I saw her at the Hero Dog Awards and said hello to her.
Oh, we love Carolyn. Love you, Carolyn. She's been on our show many times, so we love her. But that's a book of Damien Spinelli. Just random tambourine.
As much as I love superheroes, I will be ready to jam out.
And Robert will sing or rap while you play tambourine.
Your next music video that you put together, can I just be in there?
Absolutely.
Yep,
yes.
That's right.
We're going to be in
there. My little superhero tambourine. That'd be perfect.
And then for the piece I got her.
Oh, wow, wine.
It says.
Oh, it says wine is cheaper than therapy.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, James. You know
You're
me
welcome.
So well.
And a can of Vienna sausage. I tell you, it's random.
I've never had this before in my life.
Oh, my God.
Has anybody eaten this?
I eat them all the time. They're good.
I used to eat them because we were poor. and me and my brother would always be like, they look like wieners.
So yeah, so that's a little, I say random gift. Random gift.
I love it. All right.
That's cute.
And the last one is from General Hospital.
Oh, this, there we go.
So you get that shirt because it reminded me of GMTR stat, which was one of your early things. So
like,
save the drama.
Save the drama.
Nice.
And because we like to make fun of the police departments.
Oh, yeah.
They never catch Sonny or anybody. Poor Charles police shirts.
Oh my God.
Oh.
So thank you, Frank Valentini, Amber and Julie and PR, Donnie, everybody. That was so great. They sent them to us.
Thank you guys.
Second year in a row they sent
thank
us t-shirts.
Thank you, James.
Yeah,
so I love you guys. So that's why I wanted to make sure you got them.
Aww.
Yes. I know. So that's us for you guys. You guys are going to continue. We're going to actually also open the phone lines. Let's get some phone calls in here. And Steve, can I ask you a question? I was told, I don't want to go to 8 o'clock, but I want to go a little, like, maybe 30 minutes, just in case. Just a few more seconds. They said it's blocked out till 8, but I want to make sure you go a little over.
Because there's a lot of people who want to say goodbye to James.
Well, they want to talk to Robert, too, so I want to make sure everybody gets their chance. Thank you. And we're going to the phone line, so we'll be opening there at 424-253-0749.
And I'll put it in the chat, guys, too.
Yeah, put it in the chat, too. And
these cookies are very good, by the way.
Are they good? They're good.
Hell yeah, cookies. Very good.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And they're made at home. She makes them at home, and they're just, they're so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so good.
Does she sell them at a storefront, or is it just online?
Just online. Also, she does local things, local things. She goes to local fairs and stuff that she sells them at. And so she's from Los Angeles. She's a Los Angeles person, so I like to support her.
Nice.
And she's great, so she donated. We have our first phone caller.
Wow.
Hello, you're on GH Report. Who are you? What is your name? Where are you calling from?
It's P.I.
Oh, it's Kelly. Oh, I guess, of course. Of course.
Of course it has to be me.
Yes. Hello, Miss Kelly.
Hello. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know. Good.
Hi. For God, since it's a voice in the air.
How are you?
Can't forget Rob, even though I don't see him on screen.
Exactly. So what did you want to say, girl?
We need a quartermain duo singing.
Oh,
you're brother duo.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's so talented too.
I know that would be cool too.
Yes, it would be.
He's such great musician.
Both of you guys are phenomenal voices.
Thank you so much.
He's a good guitar player too.
Yeah, I think I thought maybe this past year they were going to throw us together for something, but
yeah, they didn't. They didn't. Yeah,
but then they put him with Lisa, which was great. I mean, but yeah, I'd be down.
I thought you were going to do backup vocals at his wedding.
That would have been cool too.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
He did a great job with that song.
He did. That's a great wedding.
Damn, I love his singing. Holy cow!
he actually sang that live too, right there on set.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Cool.
I kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's good to know.
Kind of figured that. Questions that's been burning me for a while is, how long were you on GH when you did the first Magic Milo?
The first Magic Milo?
Mm-hmm.
How long had I been on? I guess about a year, I think. Yeah, about a year. And they threw me in.
They put you on screen and threw you with the no pants on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was pretty much told my first week, like, just be ready to be naked. Like, because you're the new, like, young guy. You're going to be naked a lot. Yeah. And I was naked the first week. We shot a scene where I'm in a towel. So, and it was actually funny.
You were less than that a few weeks ago.
I was. Oops. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The scene where I'm outside.
Yes.
Skinny. If only they still made Playgirl.
Dylan threw his bathing suit.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because what's really weird about being an actor and being on set is it's almost I remember shooting that scene the other day, and I was, you know, after we shot, I was going over to get the coffee, and I looked down and I'm in my underwear, and I was like, is it weird that I'm in my underwear, or is it weird that nobody cares? Like, it's just so common on set to just be naked. Like, it's nothing weirds me out anymore. I'm like, all right, cool, throw it at me, I'm ready.
I didn't care. I'd rather see you do it 24/7.
Okay.
All right.
Well, maybe they'll keep me around a little longer for you, and I'll get.
Or just set up a webcam at home.
Yeah. There you go. That's true. I can start my own.
That is so funny. Please, let's have you on longer.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, and I thought it was Frank in that wheelchair.
Frank? Oh, my God, Frank. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, this Frank.
Yes, sure. That's great. Sure. Yep.
Yep, that's you.
That powerful wheelchair acting that I do. I'm known for my wheelchair acting. Guys.
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
want to brag.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny.
I had to say that.
Yes.
At least you changed your color there, Frank.
That's true.
Changed your color. That's so funny.
You dressed up for the second anniversary show.
Of course, yes. Always. I mean, only the best shorts. For the second anniversary show.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Are no shorts?
Oh, yes, I'm wearing shorts. That's it. Of course.
Yes.
It's the only reason that's why you come to L.A. is to wear shorts year-round.
That part is true. That part, I agree with that.
Well, Candy there is sitting next to you. You can eyeball you and see whether you have pants on or not.
No.
Yes, pants on.
Oh, by the way, I'm glad that Candy's back on.
Oh, is she nice? Yeah. Maybe she'll come back again and with them while they're here. So, yeah, we like Candy.
Yeah, you're welcome to come back with us.
Yeah, anytime. Come back anytime.
I think James means like he's never, ever, ever going to be here again. Like, that's just that he's going to walk out this door and then that's it. That's the last time we have ever seen James Lott Jr. Ever.
We need a crew, you and Lucretia, to those chairs.
That's
you're not
it.
Leaving.
That's right.
Oh, Lucretia, too.
No worries, y'all are stuck with me. No. I need some place to bitch about Sonny.
Right. We'll do it on air.
I'm putting it up right now.
Where to rant about him there, Lucretia.
Yeah. You know, it may just be me and then a picture of Matt Cohen's face if Frank ever leaves.
Matt Cohen. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I'm going to say it's less than 3 months before we see James Lott Jr. being back in the studio again. Just for a one-off, just to come in and say hi.
No, I could. It could happen.
There
you
go. You're
going to miss it.
That can totally happen. Yes, it can totally happen.
So, Kelly, what are you going to miss most about James Lott Jr.? This is what we've all been waiting for, is to hear everybody just shower James Lott Jr. with praise. So what is your favorite James Lott Jr. memory?
Oh, just the first time I was on. It was like, hello, there's Big Daddy on there with the... I love your laugh. I totally love your laugh. Your laugh, laughter is just infectious.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're laughing, and I'm sitting here laughing.
I hope that it's infectious. The people, I mean, in a good way, the people. Like, it's infectious. You know what I mean, or whatever, yes. But we can't forget you, because you're very memorable. And I just want to tell you, thank you for always calling in and always supporting us. And I know you'll continue to support. But you're a very memorable person, so I won't forget you.
Hopefully in a good way.
In a good way. It's a good way. It's a good way. You're Canadian. It's a good way, of course.
Of course I am. Hello.
Yes, yes.
One more question to Rob.
Yes.
I'm wondering if the way you learned to shoot a gun for your movie,
mm-hmm.
Well, don't ever use that on somebody in Port Charles that he doesn't like.
I think that'd be pretty fun. I think it'd be fun to give Dylan a little bit of a wild side, give him a little edge. I've been saying that for a couple years now. He's a quarter man at the end of the day. So even though he's a good guy, I think he's got that little bit of a sarcastic. He could have a little bit of a mean streak in him deep down, you know. Yeah. Especially when it comes to protecting.
Oh, he's born in Maine. Hello.
Exactly. Right. I mean, you're not Tracy's son without some type of some type of edge. But yeah, no, I would love to bring my gun skills back on set. I would love to just be back on set in general, just to put that out there. Yeah. So whether they have me holding a gun or not, just a job would be cool. So.
Or join the PCPD.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I've got a uniform right here.
He'll be the smart one. He'll actually solve crimes. Okay, got it.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you, Miss Kelly, for calling in as always.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
I'm going to miss you, James.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Don't get me started. Now
tweet
start.
Him every day, Kelly.
What, Candy?
I said tweet him every day.
Tweet me every day. Tweet me every day about General Hospital.
Oh, I'm going to drive you nuts, man.
Well, I welcome it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good night, guys.
Take care.
Good night. See ya.
Drink some champagne for me.
We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Doing it. Okay. And there's next caller. You're on GH Report. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Christy of Liaison Radio from New Orleans.
Oh, Christy. Hi, Christy. I've been on her show. I've been on her show. How are you?
Yeah, Rob has been on my show, too. I'm really good.
How you doing? You just said you're doing good. So that's
She's doing good. She's doing good. Wait, we've been drinking. So it's good. So what do you want to say, Miss Christy? Or ask or say or whatever.
I just want to wish you well, James, and everything you do. I wish best of luck to you. It's kind of called to say hi.
Aw, thank you very much. You've been a longtime supporter online, too. I mean, it's funny when you do these shows, and you know this also as an actor, too. If you follow people, you see their names pop up. You get to know them a little bit. Even if you don't meet them in person, but you get to see the names and around. It's nice to know that they're like a community. We know people. We're all in this together. So, yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I do want to ask Rob one question.
Please, go right in.
All right.
What's been your favorite Kiki and Dylan scene to film?
I mean, I love both the nurses' balls were a blast, just because there's so much, like I said, so much rehearsal, and you just really get to be just doing something different, you know, getting to do music and dance on stage and stuff, and it just reminds me of doing plays and theater growing up. But recently, let's see, I'll try to come up with a new creative answer because I've used that one too many times. I really liked the stuff this summer with her when she was going through, dealing with whether she wanted to forgive her mom. She had to be there for her mom because her mom was dying, basically, but she hated having to be there for her mom because of what her mom has put her through. So just seeing her character struggle and being involved in some of those hospital scenes was just, was a cool story, to be a part of.
You know, I will say one thing I enjoyed about you and Kiki was when she used debating about maybe pursuing a medical career.
Yeah.
That it could see like a moment where, like the boyfriend could all of a sudden come home and go like, I don't know, is that something you want to do? And the fact that you were so supportive of it, it was just a nice relationship moment between the two of you.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, actually the scenes where we're at the, I think we're at Kelly's and where she's getting her test results back. I just saw a clip of that the other day because somebody reposted it. And I was like, oh yeah, those were fun scenes when she was studying for a test and I have to tell her if she passed or not. So yeah, there's been some really fun stuff with her. I would love to explore that relationship further, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, me too. I want you to stay on the show. I think GH would be fools to let you go. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Miss Christy, for calling in. And I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take Have a good
care.
Night, guys.
Bye, Christy.
Bye.
We have another phone call. Love it. You are on GH Report. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Jacob.
It's Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
How's
everybody doing tonight?
We're doing great. Doing great.
I want to ask Palmer really fast. I want to ask you, if you were in acting, what career choice do you think you would be doing if you were in acting?
I think it would definitely have to be something creative, whether it be music or on the production side, writing or directing, or I'd still think I would want to be involved in the entertainment industry just because I have such a love for it, and I don't think I could sit back and watch movies and TV without wanting to be a part of it somehow. But I've always loved, my family and I used to buy houses that were really run down and flip them. My mom is an interior designer, and I got really into helping out with that. And that's kind of a creative process, too, because you kind of turn something into this, you totally transform a home or a house. So architecture or something with flipping houses, I think I would enjoy that as well. But, yeah, so I love the entertainment industry. I mean, it sucks, but it's awesome.
Yeah, that's a perfect way of putting it, too. It does suck, but also it's great at the same time. Yes.
And I have to say, the production side of it's pretty cool, but that's kind of like a catch-22 thing. If you can get a job doing the production stuff, you're really lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because I have a degree in the production side of it, but I'm really creative when it comes to that stuff, so I totally did that. But I also wanted to ask you, because I kind of came in late, sorry about that, but when does your movie come out that you would working on?
Yes, the last 3 days. Yes. Right here on my t-shirt. Yes. We actually had the official, well, just kind of the wrap party last night for cast and crew. We had it at my house, and it was a lot of fun. They played a little trailer, what was like the fake trailer, but a little trailer and behind the scenes. So I'm not sure. I mean, it usually takes, we just finished a couple weeks ago with any movie or production, as you know, since you're involved in production stuff. You know, it could take up to a year. It could take 2 years. You know, you just don't know. But I think this team, knowing this director and how on top of it he is, I think that he'll get it done within the next few months. And I'm hoping it'll be out by this summer, 2018.
There you go. But follow him and you'll know what's going on.
I'll be posting about it on my Instagram and Twitter and everything.
Awesome. And also, real quick, I just wanted to comment real fast about DH this week. The whole Jason story, I hope it gets better, but I'm so sick of the wheelchair scenes. I could do better acting in the wheelchair than that. That he's doing a nice job. It's just the way they wrote it. It's like, come on, really? I'm so sick of seeing the forehead and the eyes.
They're building up the suspense.
They're building up the tension for you. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. So I hope he gets better, but I'm really liking more or less when she's doing what she's doing with her storyline. But I'm wondering, like, when she gets her new face, is her new face gonna be like, just she's gonna have the surgery and then it's just gonna be my new face or whatever. So it's just kind of crazy, but it's just kind of drive me out a little bit, but hopefully we'll get
stay
better.
Tuned. Just stay tuned. It's gonna happen. Stay tuned.
And then, real fast, I just want to say, James, we're really gonna miss you, and thanks for all the stuff you've done for the soap for AfterBuzz, especially the ball breakdown.
Yeah, mother show.
Miss that too.
Yeah, thank you. You've been a great supporter of everything that I've done, and the Bold Breakdown, of course, is the Bold and Beautiful After Show that I did here also, which is no longer, but it's going to come back at some point. Somebody's going to take it over and come back. But yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Jacob.
I just wanted to say, thanks and LaCrete, you do a good job every week. I love to listen to LaCrete bitch about funny. She can't say funny just as much as I can say enough. like, please.
Yes.
I like the actor. I just
yeah, Maurice is great.
It's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Just one more thing, and I have to say about the same character. I love the actor, but he's so tired of the whole crime stuff. It just gets really old, but I understand they can only do what they've been given as far as, like, material, but
yeah.
He's doing a good job with that whole, the same characters being kind of old.
But, okay, yeah. But stay tuned. You never know what's going to, it might change up in a second. Who knows, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was really nice talking to you guys, and I hope you guys had a great week.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. We have a phone call. We'll take a few more. Let's see. You're on GH Report. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, everybody. Good evening. This is Jamel coming from Brooklyn.
Jamel. Hey. Hi, Jamel.
Hey, James. You know what? I just came in from seeing that scary clown at the movies. I just came back from it. And
Oh, man. I haven't seen it yet. So we haven't seen it yet. So we haven't talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was crazy. But I saw that you was on. I knew it was your last night. And yes. I had to call in and say thank you for so much, you know, for all these years of work that you've done for the GH fans and just the commitment and, you know, all the beautiful things you've done through everything you've been through in these past couple of years. Still coming in, gave a wonderful show, and I had to call and say that because you've just been classy and fantastic off and on online.
Oh, thank you. You and the other fans have been, you know, I've had some rough moments last month and the last year, a lot of death in my life. And I always think of you, yeah. Jamel, because we had a joke because he lives in Brooklyn. My grandma lives in Brooklyn. And I always say hi to my grandma, talk to her. And she passed away a few weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago. So it's kind of, I think of you, Jamel. I always think of my grandmother, kind of that whole thing. And when I come to Brooklyn next, I'm coming there again to take care of some family stuff. We'll have to have lunch. And just like,
yeah, we do. On me. Lunch. My just, treat.
Okay. But I want to thank you for your support.
Of course, because James Blunt Jr., he doesn't pay for lunch. He gets treated to lunch.
Oh, that's right. I know it, but I called too. I'm glad I got a chance to say that. But also, Robert, I see you on tonight, and I love Dylan Quartermain. I love the Quartermains in general. I've been watching the show for a moment. Now, I guess I'm like the other fans. I just found out that you was going to be on the show, you know, on a regular basis, and so I'm a little upset about that because I think that, I was hoping that Danelle and Kiki and Olivia would have been like the Lucy, Monica, and Tracy, like the way they were in the back in the day. Now, I didn't watch in the 90s, but I did watch on YouTube.
Right.
And I could have seen all of you guys and the girls sort of doing business and scheming and really ramping it up. Because you all, you know, have that capacity. So I hope that that's something that they, you know, think about, that, you know, to have that as some kind of story.
Thank you.
But I was wondering,
No, I was just going to say thank you. Yeah, it's really fun working with all of them. So hopefully there will be something in the future where they keep building us up because the viewers do love the Quartermains.
You know what? I think so because James just said about Bon Vivre, I watched that too here and there. And what they did with that show recently has been more family driven, and they've done. I mean, with six characters, they've been able to build up stories for months.
Yes.
I'm thinking with the Quartermains, if they did a little bit what Forrest's are doing as far as the scheming and the business, it would go through the roof, and it wouldn't be so mob-centric.
Right.
But I'm Jane Elliott, you know, I just a goddess, and I was wondering, when she left, do you feel like the writers sort of stopped, I wouldn't say showing support for the Quartermains, but you think they sort of decided to take a pause on that part of the show? Because when she left, it sort of felt like it dwindled, and then now we hear the news happen where you're not on the show. So do you think that when she left, they stopped having very much strong interest in the Quartermains when she decided to leave?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. It's definitely crossed my mind just because I'm still kind of trying to figure out what they're thinking. I don't know if they completely have a plan yet. I think they're so much of their focus is on Steve Burton coming back right now that maybe they haven't totally figured out what they want to do with the Quartermains, but I do think that was a shift when Jane Elliott left. I think that they definitely were going through a period of time of okay, how do we want to keep this family around? Obviously, you know, we want to keep the Quartermains. How do we build them back up? And then I think bringing Ned back in more frequently and Olivia, you know, and then Kiki, you know, kind of being around more as my girlfriend and Monica, It was looking like we were building back up again, and I hope they keep that momentum going, even if I am just going to be a recurring character. I mean, to be honest, I haven't been on the show a ton lately anyways, so I kind of, if I'm a recurring character, you might see me as much as you see me now, but I don't know yet, so I'm still kind of waiting. My contract is still valid through the end of October, so I'll be shooting episodes, and then I guess they'll have to let me know soon, because the episodes we're shooting are going to be coming up.
Aaron. Yeah. But you know what? I hope if the producers are listening, or the directors or writers, I'm praying that they are, because I would tell them just a look, peek at CBS right quick at the Foresters. Again, I didn't think that what's happening now there would happen. I didn't, but I'm so happy that it is, that they're doing things with the family characters. So if they just take a peek from them, they could do that with y'all and it'll go through the roof. But I think that Steve Burton coming back, I mean, what if he came back and he decided to be a doctor and not the mobster? Then it would be Quartermain's again. So, maybe his character will be more an effusion with the Quartermain's, sort of, going to the sunny part of the show.
Right. And that's another thing. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with his character. We don't know what they're doing with his character yet. They could make him more on the Quartermain's side. And then, and then they are building up the Quartermain's. And maybe that's what they were thinking in their head. Well, maybe we don't need Dylan as much because he's going to be... I mean, I don't know. This is all... I'm making up scenarios just like you guys are.
We don't know.
We'll find out. We'll find out what they're thinking.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jamal.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the kind words, too. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, and everybody have a good night. I'm going to try to get some rest and not think about that damn clown.
The clown, I know. That's so funny. Take care.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye. We'll take one last phone call, because I saw some coming through. We'll take one before we end the show. Let me take it. We see it. And I have a few words I want to say to everybody, of course. So I'm going to do it at the end.
Well, I will say, because it's like what Jamal was saying, and you were saying earlier about when you see scenes that might be like kind of balloons are floating out for potential stuff.
Right.
As we're talking about the Quartermains, there's been a lot of stuff, whether it be Ned kind of taking the Quartermain name, you and Ned talking about taking over from Michael. There's been a lot of stuff, and I feel like it's so frustrating because it's like teases to the audience that it's kind of whatever the writers are working and the producers are working on in the room, that they tease to the audience, yet they never seem to follow through on the Quartermain side of things.
Right.
Hold that. Hi, you're on JH Report, and you are our last caller of the evening. Where's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brittany Duran.
Hi, Miss Brittany. How are you?
Good.
And where are you calling from?
Bakersfield, California.
Oh, Bakersfield. Okay, in Central Valley. I know Central Valley. And so what did you want to say? You want to ask Rob a question or say a comment, or what would you like to say?
I would like to talk about the storyline with Jason.
Okay.
I like that they're bringing Steve back into it.
Very good. Okay.
I think that it'll be good, and that I think that he'll eventually wake up, and that he'll find out about Steve Burton. His Jason's twin, or how they're gonna do that. I really am enjoying that.
So you're excited for the possibilities of the whole Jason, Steve Burton, Billy Miller, the two Jasons, what's going on? You're excited. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are too. Yes, we're excited. It's good. So you're looking forward to that. Any other comments before we end?
No, that was it.
Well, we appreciate you watching the show. You got through. People want to get through sometimes. You got to come through. I'm glad you got to talk to us. And thanks for watching
us. Yeah, I just like what you're doing for AfterBuzz with the soaps and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Couldn't have done it without James Lett Jr.
You're welcome. Right.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. Thanks for calling in and watching.
Thanks, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So before I say my last words, talk about where you guys can find you guys in social media and stuff. And we'll start with you, Frank.
Oh my gosh. Guys, nobody's gonna force you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want. We can open the door right now.
Oh my god.
Oh.
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 Tell me more about this in days.
I'm crashing the party because...
Yeah, James always does it to him.
I did
yeah,
that always.
But this is a special one because this is your last show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is my chocolate twin.
Yes, your chocolate twins. Of Dish and Days, your chocolate twins.
Yes. See the resemblance?
Yes, yes. And you started because you filled in for me.
Mm-hmm,
which
I did.
Which are some big shoes to fill, by the
yes,
way.
They were.
But I wanted to thank you for all the work that you have done for the Soap Blog.
Thank
you've
you.
Created another wonderful show here with GH Report.
Yeah.
And you've done so much. So just thank you
thank
for
you.
What you've done.
You.
And good luck on all the stuff that you're doing. He's writing books, doing music,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All kinds of stuff. So make sure y'all watch out for him. So I just wanted to thank you, my chocolate twin.
I know, thank you. Because of Tony Moore, I would not be here for the OGs.
You're right, because I had to give the seal of approval.
He was in Australia with Dance Moms or whatever.
Well, you know, she's booked to capacity.
Well,
good luck to you. I'm going to just have
a cookie.
Yeah,
have a cookie.
I'm just going to take
have a cookie.
Well, that's up for me, Tony.
You'll be fine. No.
There you go. I love it. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We're
almost done.
Don't cry.
I'm already starting to get there already. I'm already starting to get there already. Yes.
Just hug Robert if you need to.
Yeah. That's the only reason he really came bright in.
That's why I need a shoulder. But you were talking first.
Oh, folks, you know, nobody's going to force you to follow me, so, you know.
oh, God.
There you go. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie, folks. Make a bet with your friends. Make them follow me if they lose. You know, fun stuff like that.
Oh, don't play the music yet, because I'm actually going to talk like, I'm like for a minute and a half, I'm going to talk. For a second. I just want to make sure I say the goodbyes first before I say mine.
Because it's going
to
get emotional.
I'm
going to get weepy in a minute.
I'm already feeling it already. Candace, tell me where they can
and
find
really
you.
Really quickly, you can find me on Insta and Twitter, Candy Buen.
And then Lucretia, of course.
I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And thank you, Robert, for coming on. Where can they find
you? Thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Robert P. Watkins, Facebook Robert Palmer Watkins, and Instagram Robert Palmer Watkins. And I'm honored to be at your last GH. I don't think it's going to be his last show, but I'm honored to be here.
And tweet him if you want him to do that whole live stream where he just walks around in a bathrobe or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I might need a new career.
There's good money in that.
It's so funny. Okay, so this is my turn, I guess. Take this off. So I wanted, oh my God, I still not ready. Okay. Okay. I want to thank Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos for their unwavering support of my career. Hey, creating AfterBuzz. I want to thank Phil Svitek, Stephen Lemieux, Roxy Stryer for giving me the experience to cast and put together a show. This was my first show I ever pitched in my entire life. So thank you for that. I want to give special mentions to Marissa Serafini, Alexis Torres, Mark Donica, Jonathan Moulton, Steve Aikberg, who's in the booth right now, Brianna Phipps, and of course the OGs, Tony Moore is the one that came in here, and Mark J. Freeman from Dish and Days, which was my first show I ever did at AfterBuzz, which led to this. I want to thank one of our original co-hosts, Lady and Harvey. Wherever she is, I think she's in Florida. I want to thank her for, she was part of this journey. I want to thank Mark Teschner from General Hospital because of Candy Bun Roast Show. Thank you so much for letting me join you. Good show. It's harder than I thought. I want to thank Barbara Roy, who used to be PR at General Hospital. I loved her very much. She was very good to me first year here. Frank Valentini, Amber, Donnie, and Julie, all the PR folks there at General Hospital. I want to thank every guest we ever had, including my Barbara Watkins, who's our first. I want to give a special shout out to Michelle Stafford, my girl, and just because Donald Turner. Everybody knows the reasons why. Mm-hmm. I want to thank my two co-hosts, my kidlets, for continuing the vision of the show that I started 2 years ago. You will be forever part of my journey, no matter what I do, and it will never change. It's been an honor to co-host with both of you very much. And last but not least, the fans. My life has expanded the day I met you guys and came to AfterBuzz. Because of you, many of the opportunities that I have today are because of doing these shows. Many of the opportunities that are coming my direction now are because of you guys who support me and tweet and retweet and send me notes. You've sent me gifts. I've gotten gifts from fans. Through my heart, since when I lost my brother last year and lost my grandmother and my dog this year.
You guys were there for me. You got me through some of the toughest times, and I just will never forget that. I'm so glad I was a part of something that affected change in the world, because people talk about television like it's frivolous, but it isn't. And every Sunday, we came together as a family. So from the bottom of my heart, just thank you very much, because I will never forget this for the rest of my life. And just thank you for all the support you've given me and this show, and I appreciate it very much. And of course, I'm James Law Jr. You know where you can follow me, where all James Law Jr.'s are sold. And, you know, and we'll, and they'll see you next time. You'll see me around.
Well, he'll be back next week, guys. It's okay.
You did it!
Oh my God. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All you guys are important. You, so James. Thank you very much.
Couldn't have done this without you, James. Thanks for bringing us on. Let us be a part of the show with you. And now we're going to totally ruin it for next week. We're going to trash this thing.
It goes down in flames with you, James. That's
right. I will be mad if it does. I'll be mad. I'm going to keep it going as long as you can.
I hope you can see all the love in the chat.
I'm
like, I literally can't read everyone's name. It's going so fast.
I need my it's happy anniversary thing. That was the ugly cry, you guys. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
No, you got it together though. Yeah,
that's right.
I'm trying to be a true professional, right? But thank you guys. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you next time.
That's right. And this will be the last time you see James at AfterBuzz. He is doing other shows here. Yeah. Yes. He's got his Breaking Into.
Yes.
So many other things you'll be able to see him on. Plus all over social media.
Yes. I'm on there. I'm a whore.
He's working it.
I'm on there all the time. Social media, trust me. But I love you guys. Thank you so much, you guys, for all the kind comments. Thank you.
We made it 2 years, guys. Yep. Will we make it to a third? Yes. Done. Yes. Done. Yes. Done.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
James will be back.
Hey, that's that point.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.